The whole idea is to provide correct information to farmers. You would like to know that agriculture contributes, in Kenya, agriculture contributes 51% to the GDP, both directly and indirectly. So it is a very important sector of the country's economy. So clearly what has happened is there hasn't been enough information flowing into farmers. And there are not many large-scale farmers. A lot of farmers are basically in the small category where they're doing, to a large extent, subsistence farming. Without the correct information, clearly the food security situation in our country is obviously very much threatened because we really are a net importer. We import large sums of food on an annual basis at this rate, whilst we believe and think that the country can be able to sufficiently grow its own food.
For example, if a farmer wants to know the best growing conditions for maize or pigeon pea, what would he or she need to do once they get onto the website?
First of all, it's a very simple, very friendly website. We've divided our country from a governance structure into 47 counties. So the first question would be, which county is your farm? As soon as he or she answers that, there will be a lead on, you know, the ecological zone within the county, and that's already predetermined on the website. And then a particular person who is inquiring, what crop? Is it one cassava, maize, sorghum? And they would actually input that. And they will also be asked of the special attributes that they would like of the particular crop. And we have two sets of rains in Kenya. You know, some parts of the country, it only rains once for a long period, but once. In some other parts of the country, it rains twice. So that question will be asked of the particular person inquiring, asking, do you want this crop for the long rains or you want it for the two short rains? Just really like when you're filling a form and you're getting prompted, that's the way the website has been laid out. The results of that inquiry would show the varieties of seed that the person should be interested in, when that variety was put in the market, who does it, in what quantity it's packaged in, and that kind of information to help the person inquiring to make a decision.
At this point, how many crop varieties are in the database?
Well, over 200 commercialized crop varieties right now. 61 of these are related to maize. 25 are related to common bean. 11 are of cassava. We have Irish potato, 13 of them, and 12 are sorghum. In other words, all the ones I have mentioned are actually what you call food crops, because we think that is where we must begin this process, because food crop, of course, is critical for the country to feed itself. And then as we progress, we know seed is not the only item that you need to get a successful yield. We will be developing other areas, like, for example, the agrochemicals that are desirable in terms of fertilizer and pesticides and whatever.
How do rural farmers, how do they get access to the database?
First of all, the mobile phone penetration is exceedingly high. It doesn't mean that if a farmer has a mobile phone, which most of them have, whether they are literate or illiterate. We're talking about 3/4 of the population with cell phones. But, you know, they may just be using cell phones for basic use of voice, you know, and not having to go towards the data processing. I mean, data processing is slightly different, and also it depends on the kind of phone that you have. If it's not a smartphone, obviously, then you will not be able to work with it on the internet or use data. We know that it's a journey. There will be some farmers, clearly, that who will not be clearly able to access on their cell phones or do not even have computers, because a lot of these seeds are available in agrovet shops, you know, shops specifically that sell agrochemicals and seeds. Each one of these shops that we're talking about throughout the country will, of course, be accessing this information. And farmers always will go into those shops because they have to get their supplies, especially when it's a planting season. We primarily are looking towards the agrovet shops to be the primary drivers of this thinking, especially in the very remote areas of Kenya, which will still have agrovet shops. That's how we intend to drive this agenda.